My name is Corey. I am 13 years old.
My name is Sila. I am 12 and a half years old.
My name is James. I am 13 years old.
We interviewed
Justin Thomas on July 12, 2017.
I was born January 11, 1978. I was probably not the best kid in the world. I could say that. I couldn't focus in school, but I was lucky enough to go to a VOTech and do culinary arts. It just taught me discipline and organization and stuff like that. I mean, I grew up in the suburbs, did a lot of outdoor stuff, riding bikes, skateboards, but I was no athlete. I'm still no athlete. Nothing too exciting, pretty normal. I was not much of a goal setter when I was a kid. You know, I just wanted to get through high school and see what happened from there. At the last minute, I decided to go to community college, and that was probably the smartest decision I ever made. You got to keep going. You know, you can't stop learning, and community college was a great way to just get into understanding how to study and do my homework and be responsible. And it took a couple of years, but I eventually got on track. So it had a very positive effect on my life. I didn't have goals, but I was always interested in the military. I told my mom I was going to join the military, and she screamed at me. And my dad said, "You better not join the military, because your mom's screaming at me too." And he said, "At least go to college." And for a week left to sign up for classes, I signed up for classes, but then I still wanted to go. You know, I figured the part-time thing was a good answer. So I didn't scare mom too much. When she grew up, it was the Vietnam War, and a lot of people died in that war. So that was her impression of it. And of course, I told her, "Well, mom, there's no war." I eventually was wrong about that, but she was just worried about my safety and well-being. With the reserve unit, I was based out of New Kensington, PA, and I was also in a reserve unit in Wheeling, West Virginia. But we would travel to training places in West Virginia, New Jersey, and by Harrisburg to do our training. I was a sergeant, so that's an E5. Started out as a private first class because I had some college when I joined. When I joined in 1999, there was nothing going on in the world. There was a couple small things going on, but the idea that you would be deployed somewhere was pretty far-fetched. But then 9/11 happened, and within months of that, I was deployed to do Homeland Security in Georgia. So that was just pretty simple stuff. It was just searching cars and checking everybody that came through the base and making sure everything was safe on U.S. soil. Then when we got back from that, we got deployed to Iraq. We were deployed to Southeast Baghdad to help train the police department there. That was the former police department of the Iraqi government. So we had to retrain them, support them, protect them, and help them find criminals and terrorists and stop roadside bombs and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's scary. You don't know what you're getting into. And we went into a city, and that's not what the military was really designed to do at that time, was to ride around city streets and try to find a well-hidden enemy. We have a joke. We say everyone thinks all we can do is shoot guns and run, but you learn how to do a lot of things. I worked directly with Iraqi people every day. I sat down with elders and drank tea with them and, you know, try to figure out their problem, try to understand their culture. I work with Iraqi police every day. I mean, it's challenging, but it's rewarding too. You get to know you're making a positive change. So you have these good interpersonal soft skills. You work in a team, you work with a group of people, you live with a group of people you work with, and you got to put up with all the personality conflicts, all the weird tension, but then the bonds and stuff like that, like the good and the bad with somebody 24/7. So you kind of have a different take on the world. We can do all kinds of different stuff. We're adaptable. Right now, I work with The Mission Continues, and it's veterans serving communities. So I lead a group of volunteers on projects throughout the community. So right now we're in the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and there's a big immigrant and refugee population there, helping them get settled and working on their needs. We're just getting started up. The organization also works in Hazelwood and Homewood, doing house projects, and we do other community projects, gardens, playgrounds, food drives. It's a pretty neat experience. I actually wish I would have done active duty and not the reserves. I would have just done it full time. It was a hard life. You go back and forth between civilian and military world. Pulls you in a lot of directions. So, but yeah, that's the only regret. I would have done it full time. I got a lot of positive out of it, and knowing that you can dig deep and push through and get things done and get through tough circumstances and learn how to work as a team. You learn respect for a lot of people. You get to see a lot of interesting places in the world, and you get to come home and you realize that we got it pretty good here.